is, you know, financial expectations of the vulnerable adult. So it just depends on what you want to cover. Maybe one way to do is to ask a whole bunch of folks, create the large menu and say, okay, we can cover four this time, we'll cover four another next year, and that may help you define. I would say one day, cover two or three topics, and you come back next year and cover another two or three topics, and that keeps you kind of fresh.
So do you want me to do that so that then have that survey to provide to the training committee when they meet?
I think, it just depends on, and it's got to be probably something that is a mixture for both municipal and for felony prosecution.
Okay.
Folks, you know.
Okay. All right. So that number may adjust, but I'm going to keep it roughly that unless, you know, we need the two-day conference for some reason. The cost for the council meetings was actually a little bit more this year than what we budgeted for, so the increase for there as well as the training committees. So you can see, you know, the total council and training committees came in at 11.5. The MCLE donations, dues and memberships, that's kind of a static amount as well. Last year we budgeted only like $2,500 for supplies, and we exceeded that. That's one of the items that we went over budget, so I bumped that up to $4,000. Then these numbers here for the hardware, this was in anticipation that I was going to be able to make some of the purchases with the money that we have from this year. And so I reduced the amount that I think we'll need software. Some of the software that we're looking at is training software that Ron uses, software to maintain PIMS on the network. And what else, what other software do we run? We need to, we're going to...
One to work with the website software.
Right.
Make the website, you know, easier to manage and allow us more flexibility in what we can do with it.
Okay. We also want to update the newsletter, make it a little more slick, maybe bring it in the 21st century. So we're probably going to update Publisher for the users in our office, but it's a relatively small cost. But again, there's some optional items in there that I can take out if we need to. Now, then the numbers for the data management for PIMS, these are the numbers that Ron gave me for what we had proposed to do, is to maintain PIMS as is with the occasional bug fix. Maintenance, things like that. So the $1,300 is, let's see, for the PIMS committee. I don't know. Maybe we won't need to do that.
That can be done by just having a web meeting.
Mm-hmm.
If we want to do that, or if we want to meet face to face, then there's a cost of that.
Okay.
And I didn't know for sure which way we were going to go that way.
Okay. I don't know. I would suggest that we have Ron just do the web meetings if we can. That would save us some costs there, unless there's a benefit to actually meeting, but I'll leave that up to you all. So then the numbers under PIMS, support and installation, this is what he's, no, that can't be right. I think I got one too many zeros under, just a second, under lodging. Oh, no, maintenance enhancement, though, that's correct, okay. So that total $18,645, that's to cover if Ron goes and installs the latest version, the maintenance costs, as well as his travel fees there. So that brings us to a total for the PIMS, the $23,545. There's the John R. Justice, which just basically passes through. Then the out-of-state travel, the NAGIS, that is Ron's national committee that he is on. The cost is lower this year because their meeting is being held in Salt Lake, so he's not going to have a lot of travel costs with that. NAPC, that is the National Association of Prosecutor Coordinators, and so their summer meeting is in Denver. Marilyn and Ed and I are going to that, and then their winter meeting is in South Carolina, so that's why there's that difference, is the increase in the airline flight to go back. Ron hasn't gone to NDAA in the last couple of years, but he encouraged me to do that to get to know the board and the people. Pardon me?
You mean Mark hasn't? You said Ron.
Oh, sorry. Mark hasn't. Yeah, sorry. Mark hasn't gone to that. So I have budgeted that in so that I can go, and I think Sim is going to be there. Sim, are you going to NDAA this in July?
I am. I'm going to be going there for the executive meeting.
I'll be
there through Monday, and then also to discuss with them about our school stuff.
Okay.
So Professor Cassell, myself, Dean Oliver will be there.
Okay.
Meeting with the leadership to encourage that formalization.
Cool. So I'll be there to meet those people. And okay, so that's that. Then, did I cover everything now?
Yeah.
Okay. So then, salary and benefits, you can see that is we are saving money with my salary versus Ron's. And, I mean, Mark's. Sorry, Ron.
I don't know why I've got Ron.
I would switch salaries with you.
So then you can just see the salary there. So what the total expenses based on the budget that is currently there is $968,597. Comparing to what was projected as our net income, we would clear $18,425, realizing that those numbers are subject to change. The two other budgets that I included were just more for your information. One was if we hired state DTS to do the patch, they were to charge us upwards of $170,000. And then the last one was if there was no PIMS income, no support, no maintenance. And obviously that's a much lower budget, but that is the proposed budget that I have with the understanding that I will be able to give you a final budget in September once I get all of my June numbers and once I recalculate, you know, projected PIMS user fees.
So this is a tentative proposed budget?
It is a tentative proposed budget, yes. So does anybody have any questions or concerns, first of all?
So do you need a motion for us to accept this? So I would make a motion that we accept this tentative proposed budget as presented with a final acceptance in the September meeting with any adjustments made at that time.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Thank you. Okay. So that takes us, let's see. Okay, Blake, was there anything else that we didn't cover with
no,
you?
No, I think we covered both the e-file and the RFPs.
Okay. We talked about case management. Oh, obviously, the numbers I allocated were left over from last meeting. Training committee report. Did Steve? He probably didn't give you anything to talk about.
I don't know, Marlise.
Marlise?
I don't know what I need from.
Okay. So we'll,
other than there's an upcoming meeting in October
right.
in conjunction with the civil conference.
Yeah. And so, like I said, I'll do the survey, at least on the white collar crime issues, so that we can provide that to the training committee. UPAA report, Marilyn.
Conference is next week, 18th through the 20th. It's all set. It's up at the Homestead. We hope all of your people are going to be there. We have about 87 registered. That's a pretty good turnout. So. That's what we've got going.
You can read.
One more thing. By then, we're having two openings on the board. Teresa Manzanares is not going to re-up after her time has expired. And Marcy Duke, who was on the board, has accepted a position in Springville. So we're going to announce it at the conference to see if there's anyone who would like to apply. But if you have anyone in your office that you would like to offer up, we would be more than happy to take that suggestion. So.
Okay, thanks. We talked a little bit about Donna's reports in there. Ed, is there anything you want to?
Oh, mine's complete.
Okay. Other business. There's just a couple things that I forgot to put in the agenda. In the fall, I heard the term, best practices talked about. We have a presenter, Christine Hammond, who is coming out for fall conference, is going to present on best practices. Mark had made the suggestion to take to you all. Would it be worth, or would you be interested in meeting with her as the UPC and have her come out the day before so we'd incur, you know, another night of the hotel per diem? But would you want to, you know, have a meeting with her, a one-on-one, prior to the conference? Does anybody have any interest in that?
When you say best practices, you mean it's best practices in the psychological field?
Criminal justice. Oh, sorry. Thank you. Thanks, Mark. I'm assuming you can read my mind. It's criminal justice. She has started to send me links to articles, and I think I'm going to start compiling those and either. I don't know if you want them daily, because I'm almost starting to get them daily, but it's articles from across the country as to you know, what other prosecutors are doing, what's getting them into trouble, things like that. And so that's what she's coming to present on. Do you know any more about?
I don't.
Okay. But it's just, and to go along with that is the feds have given some grant money, and she is holding best practice seminars regionally, and there's one in September and June, and there's money, grant money for two people from Utah to go over to this meeting. There's several states that have best practices committees. We don't. Donna and Mark looked at getting some grant money to establish a best practices committee, but it was running right into the deadline for the application was right before he retired, so they have put that off. But we have been invited to send two people to discuss best practices, to establishing a committee, you know, setting that up in the state. Some of the comments that I have heard is, do we really want a committee, you know, coming in and suggesting to either, you know, police department, to a, you know, particular attorney's office, you know, you're doing it wrong. You should do it this way. But on the other hand, I think that, you know, there's a lot of good that can come. Scott?
Well, I think we saw an example in spring conference when we had the Brady Giglio discussion. And that's ripe for
yes.
Some universal
yes.
Right.
And everyone would benefit from that.
I mean, and that's my feeling as well.
I think if you're talking about in the context of our practices as prosecutors, I think that area, you can never have enough conversation about what are our other responsibilities, what are our other things. That's the best practices for us. If you're talking about best practices in the sense of a broader conversation on the criminal justice issues, then I think that is something that we should be engaged in, because as you remember when you started our conversation this morning, I don't know if you were here when we were talking about the stuff with Pew and all that stuff. That is where the next 2 to 4 years of conversation is going to be going. This is a conversation that is occurring with the judges. It is a conversation that's occurring with CCJJ. It's occurring with the context of social services. And everybody keeps talking about research-based, data-driven, best practices model, right? Mm-hmm. So the more we can educate ourselves as a body of practitioners about what those are, the better informed we are when our policymakers, who get seduced by the idea of best practices but not by the research of best practices, then we're in their position to have an intelligent conversation with them. And that's a conversation that sometimes we're not having. So
right.
In
okay.
That sense, I think it's something we should be probably educating ourselves more on as much as we can.
Okay, then, so the question is who should I send? Who would like to go?
Where is it?
It's in Denver, end of September. It's September, I didn't put it in my calendar because I didn't know if we were going to go or not, but it's towards the end of September.
I would suggest maybe one municipal prosecutor as well as an elected.
Okay.
I think that's a great suggestion.
Okay. So how do we want to determine who gets to go?
Ask for a volunteer. See if anybody.
Do we have any volunteers?
I might be interested, yeah.
Okay, so Ryan has volunteered to go on behalf of the municipals. Do we have anybody that from the counties or nomination that I could approach and ask?
What is it again?
It's the end of September in Denver.
Are the Broncos in town?
In that case.
Is this part of the NAPC conference?
No, this is completely, this is separate.
Yeah, I knew that they were talking about it a lot.
Yeah.
And I think we should, I think we should send our folks and then they should come back and brief us.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Okay, I don't think I put, let me see.
Maybe just send out an email and I'll see if anybody wants.
Okay.
If you don't get any response, I'd be interested.
Okay.
I don't want to go there, never mind.
Mark
is closest.
What do you mean? The response is you're interested. If you're interested, let's just agree to it now.
I'm interested.
Okay, well, that's you. I make a motion that Ryan and Mark represent us at this conference.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I know it's not
Barry, okay. All in favor? Okay.
This next year we won't send him. We'll send somebody else. That's all.
Okay. I was hoping. I will get the dates before we're done. Are you both staying to shoot?
Yeah.
I won't be, but just...
I'll email it to you, yeah.
I'll get them ready.
Okay, thank you. The other thing that I had is, we sort of talked about this in SWAP, is the need to rewrite or to massage the UPC governing statute. I think that's actually going to happen. So when we talked in SWAP, I'm going to get with Kelly and UAC, and so we're going to work on that. So just I'm hopeful that we can maybe have something by September to propose to you. Okay. I think that's about it. Anybody have anything else that we need to bring up? Okay, our next meeting will be Wednesday, September 10th in St. George. So
8:30 a.m.
At the courtyard Marriott.
Courtyard Marriott in the boardroom.
Okay. Well, I'm only 10 minutes late.
It's done.
So, all right, thanks, y'all. Oh, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Yeah. Okay, now, before anybody leaves, who is planning to do any trap shooting?
I will.
Okay, how many have brought shotguns? Oh, yeah, this is great stuff. Okay, they're mostly 12 gauge?
Yeah,
20.
They're
20?
I got one on
chill. Okay. We have a whole bunch of 12 gauge, okay? That you can just go ahead and shoot for, because we bought it just for the occasion. We bought a whole bunch of clays.